Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we are calling on the Most High God this morning. We are calling on Him as Lord. We are calling on Him as King. We are calling on Him as Shepherd. And He's a faithful Shepherd. He refused. He refused to let go of our hand. He's a mighty God. He's a great and mighty God. Oh, He's the one who, when we lie down, He give us green pastures. Oh, it's no brown grass where He is. It's all green. Oh, He leadeth us beside the still water. He restores our soul. He leadeth in the right path. Ain't nothing about Him that's unrighteous. He's all righteous, all glorious. He's all good. He's almighty. He's a faithful and mighty God. He's the great and mighty I Am. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear no evil because our God is with us. His rod and His staff is giving us that kind of comfort where even our friends and our family members can comfort us. He's already prepared a table before us. In the presence of those who hate us, He anointed our head with oil, and our cups are full and running over. Oh, surely His goodness and His mercy follows us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in His house. Oh, yeah, today, tomorrow, next month, next year, forever, we're dwelling in His holy presence. We're calling on His name like never before. Who can stand before the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who's not lifted up his soul unto vanity, but those who call upon the name of the Lord, He has purged, He has cleansed, He has made ready to stand before His holy presence. Well, good morning, good morning. What a wonderful day God has given us this morning. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everybody this morning that's on Bible Storyland. We plead the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break off generational curses of pride, lust, and perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational curses, all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break off spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over us in the name of Jesus. We break off spoken curses in the name of Jesus and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command our ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of generational spirits operating behind the curse in Jesus' name. You have no legal rights for our lives. We are Makunabaka, protected by the Most High God. We are sealed with His blood. Oh, I thank You, Father God, that You are on our side. Oh, when You are on our side, nobody can be against us, oh God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous King. You are a mighty God. You are the one whom we can depend upon. Well, as I said, good morning, good morning. We are honoring the Most High God today. We come to worship Him. Today is Saturday, March the 16th. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We honor Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is great. We are honored to have with us this morning a woman of praise, a woman who knows how to praise our King. She is with us live this morning all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, In the name of Jesus, she is with us to sing songs of praise unto our King. She is a cousin of Jackie Travis, who now lives in Jacksonville. This morning, I greet to you, and I greet you with divine love. Her name is Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Sister Donna. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Minister T. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I tell you, my God is blessing me every day. He loads me up with benefits. He ain't even giving me leftover benefits. He's giving me great. All right, you're going to be singing this morning, however the Lord leads you.
Yes, ma'am. We are in the car. We're traveling to Hopkinsville, Kentucky to attend a meeting. But my mom is with us. Her name is Valerie Newsom. She'll be 87 years old next month. My sister is with us. Her name is Corrine Harbor, and she's been a musician all of her life, more than 60 years. And we have Miss Maddie Bryant, who is the songstress of the South. So we're ready this morning.
Amen, amen. Well, we are ready, too. We're listening.
All right, and they're pointing to my husband. He's our chauffeur this morning. He is driving us. He's Deacon Henderson Hawkins.
Amen, amen.
All right, well, we're ready to sing.
Go right ahead.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light.
In the middle,
I know he'll
They may have dropped.
Yeah, I think they dropped.
Yeah, they may have dropped. But anyway, I praise God for that. Oh, my God, those melodies. And guess what, Jackie, their cousin Jackie joined in. And I pray for their strength, their traveling grace and mercy. I just thank God. Okay, they're back now. Hold on. They're back.
All right, well, let me tell you what. She's the note out of this world. I was Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, all we right. heard it all. And your cousin Jackie joined in the melody. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida.
We
she
heard
joined
that.
In the melody with you.
We heard that, and there was a little bit of a delay, but that's all right. She loves the praising, too.
Lord, yes. That was great.
Yeah,
that was great.
I thank God for family.
Me, too.
Well, Sister Jackie, Sister Jackie and Sister Donna Hawkins are cousins, and I thank God for Sister Jackie because she introduced us to Sister Donna Hawkins and her family and church family, and I just praise the Lord. We are praising God today. We're giving him glory. We're lifting up the name of Jesus. Sister Hawkins, Minister Hawkins, did you have anything else this morning?
No, ma'am. We are just so thankful that we were allowed to come on this morning. And God bless you. We'll be praying for you.
All right. And Father God, I just lift up Minister Donna Hawkins and the entire group that's in the car with them. And I bind Oshun Ogun. I thank you for traveling mercy and grace and favor. Oh, Father God, heal bodies in that car, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that you are a great God. And you are giving them strength for the journey, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we continue, Sister Jackie, you ready this morning? Jackie Travis?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jackson.
What you going to say?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
the
I
Lord
can.
The Lord is blessing me.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is blessing me right now. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. I said he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I know the Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. I said the Lord is blessing me. I can feel it in my spine. I said he didn't let me sleep too late. He woke me right on time. I said he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. I know the Lord is blessing me right now, whoa, right now. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. I said he didn't let me sleep too late. He woke me right on time. I said he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I know the Lord is blessing me right now. Whoa, right now. I said the Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. I said he didn't let me sleep too late. He woke me right on time. I said he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I know the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Amen.
Amen. Woo, he's blessing us all this morning. All
yes,
those songs
is.
Of praise. I just thank God for those songs of praise this morning. You know, we got to continually praise our God morning, noon, and night because he's done great things for us. You know, Psalms 9:11 says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. I appreciate those songs that were singing to the Lord this morning. The Lord is blessing me, this little light of mine. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, and I love to praise his name. You know, I thank God for each one of you all this morning. As we continually praise our God. He is our God. He is our King. So we are praising him this morning. We are giving him much glory, much praise.
much thanksgiving this morning, and we are calling on his name as never before. We are saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And, you know, as we continually praise him, Psalms 33:2 says, praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and the instruments of strings, 10 strings. Psalm 67:3 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. You know, we're blessed because he considers us worthy to praise him. We could, you know, if he didn't want us to praise him, he'd say, you ain't worthy to praise me. But because he considered us worthy, we are able to praise our God. Psalm 67:3, let the people praise thee, God. Let the people praise thee. Isaiah 42:12 said, let them give glory unto thee, Lord, and declare the praises in the land. Perpetual praise. God wants us to continually praise him morning, noon, and night, and don't stop. By therefore, in Hebrews, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Give thanks unto him. You know, we got to keep giving thanks unto him with our lips. We can't just think it in our mind. We got to say it out loud. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. He's talking to us, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Excuse me. That ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. So I thank God this morning that we could call on his name like never before. Now we have another woman of God on with us this morning from the New Orleans area. Her name is Sister Glory Dean Shiloh. She's going to be coming on in a moment to sing praises unto God, our King. Good morning, Sister Shiloh. How are you?
Good, fine. Thank you. Enjoying all the good singing that's going on.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
What you going to sing for us this morning? She sings and plays unto the Lord. This is a mighty woman of God. I met her some time ago. She's one of my prayer partners out of New Orleans. And I just thank God for the prayers and the song of the Lord that she sings. What you going to sing, Sister Glory Dean?
Well, right now I'm going to sing, Lord, thank you for bringing me through.
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, you know how I have to get to the piano now.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what. While you get to the piano, Karen is going to sing a song. As soon as Karen finishes, you go ahead, okay?
All right. Okay.
Sister Karen from Houston, Texas. Karen, I tell. The mighty.
All right, I'll do it. Okay, here we go. I will enter his gates with praise.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sister Karen, we'll enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Gloria Dean, you ready?
Okay. Just about.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Kentucky, I was going to fly up. It was a good thing I didn't because there's so much going on here. Pray for my husband. He was threatening a stroke this week with his arm. His arm was hurting and complained about his arm, but he we got his blood pressure down and everything and started eating a little different. He started feeling better. But it's going to be okay and everything. So just pray for them because I might have to go off the radio in a little bit here. But I will let you know I'm listening in. Okay?
All right.
All righty, all right. As I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. It's just a little shabby old place where you can sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time, oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. Mm-hmm. Folks would come for miles and miles, traveling over rocks and reels. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time, oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. And as I make my way back, and I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Just a little shabby old place. Used to sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time, oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. Amen.
Amen. Woo, I can remember the church where I was baptized when I was a little girl. It was just a little, small family of God. But I thank God for that song. Sister Gloria Dean, don't go nowhere. You all, Karen, don't go nowhere. We're continually, so God has people in every city in our nation. He has people in every city in our nation who love him and who are called according to his purposes. You know, we put our purpose down, our plans. You know, we got plans every day. So we think. But when we come to know Jesus, we say, Lord, order our steps today. What would you have us to do? And we obey him. Sometimes we may not understand what he tells us, but when we obey, woo, my God, blessings follow. So I thank God for each of you today. We're continually rejoicing in the goodness of our God. He has been merciful. He has been kind. He has been loving towards us. Deuteronomy 12:7 says, and they shall eat before the Lord your God. And you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all you put your hands into, and you shall in your household wherein the Lord thy God has blessed. You know he's blessed our whole household. He don't leave nobody out. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Oh, yeah, we're shouting for joy today. We know how to shout for joy. We know how to praise our God. We're shouting for joy like never before. We're praising the Most High God, the King of Kings. You know, we stand before him. I don't know about you, but I don't want to play down here. But you know, one thing I know for sure is that God watches over us carefully. And he's ordering our steps, and we got to obey when he lead us in the path of righteousness. We can't go on that wide path. We're called to go on a narrow path. You know, sometimes the devil set up traps and snares, but when we on that narrow, straight, righteous path, God ain't going to let us fall into those snares and traps. When we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We need you today, Lord God. We're going through this. We're going through that. Don't you know he's faithful? He hears every cry of his children, even the inner silent cry. Well, Karen Nitell is going to play another song, and right after her, Gloria D. Shiloh's going to play another song also.
All right, I'm going to get back down there. It's not a big deal, though. I'm headed that way.
All righty.
What's up, huh?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor and praise to our King. He is Lord.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
Be moved.
Amen.
Okay, just keep on talking until I get to the piano again.
Okay.
The other phone, that's why.
All right. Okie dokie, we thank God for both of you, for each of you that's on with us today. We're praising our Lord. We're giving him glory. We're giving him thanksgiving. He's an awesome king now. We're thanking him like never before.
Like the letter?
Praise God.
Oh, man.
Being murdered, people are being targeted for murder. No reason.
They haven't done anything. Innocent people, you know, remember in Proverbs when Solomon said, son, don't you be caught up with those who draw innocent blood. So, you know, we got to teach our children from the time they get up. And we got to let them know, honey, it's time for you to be saved now. It's time for you to call on Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior. So as a prayer, this prayer is called Prayer for Revival on the Streets. Father God, I thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists who are being delivered from the streets into your marvelous kingdom to preach the gospel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person who has become victims of the streets. I lift up every drug dealer, drug addict, hustler, pimp, player, prostitute, homeless person, mentally ill person, runaway, or any other person bound on the street. I pray for the salvation of every thug, gang, sect, crew, murderer, gambler, thief, and robber. I break the power of the system of the web of crime. I target the demons that spearhead minority groups to lock them behind bars. I curse the spirit of mammon. I bind greed, envy, lack, poverty, and covetousness. I displace every demonic gatekeeper that keeps vortexes in the spirit to make men criminally minded. The stronghold of every ruling spirit that abides over neighborhoods of high crime rates are pulled down in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over every county, city, region, and state in the entire country. Revival is displaced. Revival is displacing the recidivism statistics. I cast the goon spirit, bully spirit, spirits of rejection, murder, and the hatred out of our community. The retaliation and revenge of the enemy is bound and blocked. Crime rates will not go up. They will decrease. Spirit of the night crawler, creep, terror by night, freak, and walking dead will have no power. Intercessors over the cities is overtaking every evil plot, assignment, and attack. Robbed by shooting, robberies, hijacks, breaking and entering, crimes, strong arms, assaults, home invasions, and burglary are at an all-time low. The people who have tendencies to commit these crimes are getting saved and living for the Lord. No more innocent blood will be shed on our streets. We declare that the hearts of the violent are being softened by the anointing of God. I prophesy that the children of the night are coming out of the darkness. The light of Jesus Christ has come to the highest crime areas in our country. Father God, let your light shine in every dark place. Every scheme of the enemy, from crack houses, shooting galleries, corners, alleys, backyards, basements, streets, rooms for rent, inner cities, ghettos, and even the suburbs that have become drug infested is covered by the blood of Jesus. God, I ask you to heal the brokenhearted, to break the strongholds of addiction to alcohol, illegal drugs, sex, and murder. I pull those strongholds down. Release your sword against pride, witchcraft, suicide, and all forms of wickedness. Let your blood saturate the streets and cleanse them from spirits of lust, perversion, molestation, rape, prostitution, homosexuality, and incest. I dismantle every demonic kingdom built in the streets for destruction of death. I break the threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave. The vortexes are forbidding evil from sucking souls into hell from the sins of the streets. The spirit of disobedience and rebellion are arrested. The shackles and chains that tie men and women to the streets are broken. I pray for the lost family members who have wandered hopelessly in the streets. The power of the streets is under our feet. Old things on the streets are passing away because the revival that is rising up in this generation. Things have become new. I pronounce new things of Christ upon the streets. Jesus will become the fashion of this age. Ungodly soul ties, demonic oaths, blood covenants made with the street are broken. As I speak, all sacrifices to gang, crews, devil worshippers, cults, coven, and other organizations have no power. All forms of demonic influence through money, sex, and drugs have no authority over the lives of the people. They have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Their sins are forgiven. Excuse me. They are delivered from the streets. Excuse me. The stronghold of the streets is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of those delivered from the streets. Father God, I decree and declare every assignment over the lives of people are bound on the street is broken. Over the people who are bound over the street is broken. All breaches, gaps, and hedges are covered by intercessors in Jesus' name. All reoccurring spirits and vicious cycles are shut down and uprooted in Jesus' name. The puppet strings of the prince over the power of the air are cut off of the rebellious. The careless and the unbelieving as well. Every demonic timer and trigger is diffused in Jesus' name. The cycle is broken. The generational curses are no more. Father, I thank you that all limitations and restrictions are broken off the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for that prayer this morning. It's salvation time all over the nation. You know, in Romans 9:10, it says, you know, if you just will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus on the third day, you shall be saved. And so for those of you who are listening, those of you who will listen later by internet or whatever means, you hear this message and you are not saved, we are calling, you know, the word of God says at one time God winked at ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent, not just in America, but all throughout the world. He's calling people to repent everywhere. So backsliders, oh no, that's a thing of the past. The backsliders in heart, according to Proverbs 14:14, shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. So we want to be satisfied from God, not from ourselves. Well, we have time for one or two brief testimonies. If you have a testimony, press 1. No testimonies this morning. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Story Land, and Jackie Travis gave her testimony. I'm sorry, her prayer request is for the bereaved family of the patient that she was taking care of, for her husband who almost had a stroke. Any more prayer requests, press 1. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request.
Still prayer requests. Just pray for all the stuff we've been hearing on the news, but it's not good.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay. Well, we're going to pray this morning. We're going to pray for salvation to go throughout the land, and we're going to pray for family. You know, I thank the Lord. We had about 10 callers on live this morning, and I thank God for each of you. You are a blessing to Bible Storyland. And don't forget, you know, you can make a donation at any time you wish. If God is leading you to make a donation, you can make it to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32202. So this morning, Father God, we just call on your name like never before. We thank you that you are the great Lord God Almighty and that you look down upon your people. Not only do you look down, you keep us all in the palm of your almighty hand. And I thank you, Father God, that nobody can snatch us out of your almighty hand. We thank you today, Lord God, that you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Almighty God, and you are a great healer, oh God. And Father, I thank you that you heal your people. Oh, Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are an unlimited God. Doctors are limited, but you are the unlimited physician. And we call upon you today to heal Jackie's husband. We bind up strokes, heart attacks, all generational curses. And we thank you, oh God, that you are his Jehovah Rapha. Let your healing virtue go throughout his body, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for him getting the proper exercise, proper rest, and eating nutritionally, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our great nation and throughout the world. Oh, Father God, we bind up the prognosticators' words when they're always sending out bad news. And we thank you for the report of you, oh God. We believe your report, Father God. Your report says that you are the good news. Oh, Jesus Christ, he was sent for as our Savior, as our Lord. He died on the third day, and he arose and lives forevermore. You are the good news, Lord Jesus, and you reign with Jesus. You stand on his right hand right now, interceding for your people, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that you are a God who cares about your people. You are the one who reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And Father, I thank you today that you are our Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you are the great and mighty I am, and there's nobody like you, Lord Jesus. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear any evil because you are with us, O God. And Father, I thank you that you are not a man you should lie. You promised never to forsake us, never to leave us, and you an honorable God. And we trust in you as never before. And we thank you for your rod and your staff that comforts us on a daily basis. We thank you for divine protection, divine preparation that you're doing on our behalf. We thank you, Father God, that you are preparing a table before us in the presence of those who hate us in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our enemies, Lord God, to be saved, that they would turn from a Saul spirit and they would gain a Paul spirit, oh God, that they would not murder your people anymore, but they would turn around and praise the Most High God. And they would honor you with all their heart, soul, and spirit. They would love you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your goodness and your mercy, oh God. It's nothing like your goodness, Father God. Nothing like your mercy. We can't do without it, oh God. We thank you that you promise mercy and you deliver on every promise, oh God. We thank you that we shall have mercy and goodness every day of our lives, oh God, today, yesterday, tomorrow. And we thank you, Father God, that you give us brand new mercy every day, that we don't have to have leftover mercy. You give it to us brand new every day in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you allow us to dwell in your house, oh God, to love you on a daily basis, oh God. And so, Father, forgive us because we're human and we sin. You said, who can know his errors? We don't know the error of our ways, oh God. We don't know all of our errors. We don't know sometimes when we trespass, when we transgress, when we sin against you. We have secret faults, oh God. We have little foxes that spoil our vine. Forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we come up against your plan. But, Father, help us to come together as a people who believe in you, oh God, and be a throne in the boat of our a bone in the throat of our enemies. And so we praise you, we honor you as the Most High God. I lift up every family that's on been on Bible Storyland today live, those who will listen later, and I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping us under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you that we are abiding under your shadow, oh God, and we are dwelling in your secret place like never before. We are running into your presence because we are thirsting and we are hungering for your righteousness like never before. And, Father God, your word says you own the earth and the fullness thereof, and you own us, oh God. You founded it upon the seas and you established it upon the floods, oh God. And, Father God, you said, who can ascend into your hill or who can stand in your holy place? Only those that have clean hands who meet the requirements of clean hands and pure hearts, oh God, and who have not lifted up our souls unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. And we shall receive the blessings of you, oh God, and your righteousness from the God of our salvation. We thank you that this is a generation of them that seek you, oh God, who seek your face. Oh, Father God, you said, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, lift them up, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, so you, the King of glory, shall come in. So we welcome you as the King of glory today, and we honor you. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for salvation for us, oh God. We are praising you like never before and thanking you for saving us. Now save the lost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, it is closing time on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank God for each of you who came on, those of you who participated, those of you who are praying, interceding in the background. I thank God for each of you. Those of you who love the Lord, I thank God for you, because those of you who love the Lord, you love all of us, because, you know, we've never seen God. He said, don't be liars now. Bring forth the truth. If you love your fellow man, you love me. Now, you've never seen me. So if you love your fellow man, you can love me too. So it's all God's plan that we love each other, that we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we love each other. Oh, he didn't say don't like him or dislike him. He said, no, love covers all that. Like, love covers all of that. So we got to learn to love each other down here. Because, you know, one day, even people who we don't think, we'll probably see them in the glory land. Yeah, where our Father is.
Thank you.
And you never dreamed they could be saved. But anyway, God is in the saving business. He's the one who adds to the church daily such as should be saved. So have a blessed day. I love each of you. God loves you more. A God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, God loves you more than you love yourself. So show him some love. Show him some love there. And everybody you come in contact with, show them some love as well. So I thank God for you. I love you. Look forward to hearing from you on Thursday. Boys to men, girls to ladies, we're having a good time every time we meet now. 5 p.m. Thursday, 1-619-789. 4313, Bible Storyland, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So keep on praising the Lord. Keep on praising the Lord. Keep on honoring him. Keep on blessing him. And show him love and show his people love. Even those who are not saved yet. He created them. Show them love. God bless you. Love you.
Hello?
Yeah, we're closing
Hello?
Out.
Oh,
yes?
Okay. Okay, I'm about to leave.
All right.
Praise
Karen,
God.
Are you there? Karen?
Okay. Yes, I'm. Yeah, all right.
Oh, I'm
Hello?
Sorry.
Everything was beautiful today. All the singers, praise God.
Amen.
Okay. All right, Karen. I love you, Karen. Love you, Karen.
Love you, Gloria Dean.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Clarita?